What if you could predict your future? Does this seem too good to be true? It can be done. All it takes is using your mind to give thought to how you want your future to look. What is it that you want to see? How do you want to be? And how do you want your life to go? These questions can be answered by you. This isn't about manifesting, it is about creating. If you want to be healthier, speak to your future healthy self and tell her, what are you doing today to help her be healthier? You want to be happier? What is it that you can tell your future self you are doing today to create a feeling of being happy? Thinner, richer, more of something, or less of anything at all? Dear future self, here's what I am doing today to support you. In this podcast, Dear Future Self, based on the book by the same name, author Susan Axelrod, the Confidence Coach, interviews women who understand the benefit of speaking out what they want for their lives. Why is this important? Because speaking to your future self supports you here and now. What would you say to your future self? Hello, friends. Susan Axelrod here, the confidence coach and author of the book by the same name, Dear Future Self. This thesis, this topic is really so precious to me. It has become one of my fave things. My third book is called Dear Younger Self. This book, my fourth book, Dear Future Self. I work in this thesis every day with my coaching clients and my group, but most importantly, for myself. Today, I have another wonderful guest, Eileen Taggart, somebody from my own community of Flagstaff. I was thinking about how to introduce Eileen and wondering how was it that I came across her or she came across me. In this day and age, you connect with people around the world, you have no idea how. But there is one thing I can say, and that is I couldn't be more delighted. She is a self-proclaimed self-development professional, always growing, thinking, and I've seen this for myself in following her on social media, getting to know her a little bit personally, turning 60 years old, fitness freak, dog mama, and in food addiction. All of these things she has given me permission to say and to share. And I couldn't be more delighted than to welcome my new friend, Eileen Taggart. Hi, Eileen. Good to see
Hi,
you.
thank you. I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
Eileen, you recently put out a post talking about some number 10 things or some things you may not know about me. And I have been following you for quite a while. Again, I don't really remember how I came on you, found you on social media, but I have been following you for quite a while. And the reason I wanted to invite you to be a guest on this particular podcast is exactly what I'm talking about, which is your willingness to self, reveal. And your apparent understanding that you grow and heal from this revelation. So, am I getting that right?
Yes, very much.
So, you can feel the difference when you make these posts, even though it may feel a little bit scary. You can feel, or how does it feel when you kind of put yourself out there vulnerably?
So, I had this conversation with someone today, really just 10 minutes ago in Sprouts. I have a sister, and from an early age, I was always very public and she was very private. So, from an early age, I expressed things that were going on in the family, problems and issues, and that was my way of coping verbally. And she couldn't, would never, why are you even talking about that? So, I think for me, speaking and putting it out there is really a catharsis. It is a way to think about and feel my own stuff. And for whatever reason, I was born that way. Sharing it helps with the healing. And that was even before social media. I would share with people, you know, and get feedback, get, growth just by being able to share it with other people.
This is so good. I love, by the way, just for full disclosure, I keep looking down because I take prolific notes when I.
Okay. And I'm trying to look at the camera instead of you, audience. I'm trying to be present with you.
Yeah, no, I really appreciate that. This will go out on audio and video, but okay. I'm looking down because I wrote down being expressing myself, talking, sharing was my way of coping. And I want to say, I have learned this so much. I can't say how much this self today, the future self from that younger self, has benefited from that instead of stuffing, keeping it in.
I literally could not imagine keeping it in. It is, you know, the act of letting it out is the act of letting it out. You know, you're letting it out. It doesn't mean it's healed by letting it out, but you're giving it light. You're giving it air. You're giving it space. So for me, sharing and putting whatever darkness that's inside of me into the light, I want to say, honestly, it has not really ever made me feel vulnerable, which is so strange. It has helped me find my power.
Wow. Sharing honestly and openly has not ever really made me feel vulnerable. It has helped me find my powers. So I'm repeating this because sometimes when people listen to podcasts, they tune out a little bit, they don't hear everything. And I always call it in.
Yes.
I want people to pay attention to this conversation already. It's so good. The act, I wrote it down, the act of letting it out is what? The act of letting it out. Yeah, exactly. So you said that doesn't always mean you heal. In my experience, I do feel like that is part of the journey of healing because the opposite of that, holding it in, keeping it in, shoving it down, stuffing it, where it gets actually embedded into the molecular structure, the cell structure of our bodies, actually can make us ill.
Yes.
And so, go ahead.
So I want to say something because I don't want to sit here as if like I've found the magic answer. As I sit here and I'm sharing this, I've shared this before, about 6 or 7 years ago, I started developing something where I clench my stomach unintentionally, unconsciously, and I do it all the time, and it is very painful. So while I'm talking to you about all of this self-sharing and healing, I am the actual embodiment of what you're talking about. There's still something I need to heal. There's trauma. There's self-hatred. There's something that is creating a very physical response. So I'm in that journey right now.
So good. I want to invite you at this very moment, as you invoke the clenching of the stomach, we're going to take a second to do Qigong. So I'm just going to invite you, Eileen, to just raise your body up and just gently bring your shoulders back and down. Very comfortable, no stressing, no, you know, straining, and we're just going to take a breath in through the nose and out through the nose.
Out through the nose.
This long, slow, deep breath in through the nose, long extended breath out through the nose really can absolutely unclench the stomach, soothe the system. One of the things that's happening with the stomach clenching, which I'm so glad that you just shared that with us, is the nervous system is being affected. So many people you also know do teeth clenching, right? They do teeth clenching, they get cramping in their foot, you know, all different kinds of things. So Qigong is one way to immediately shift that clenching. I want to ask you, Eileen, when we met just recently and first chatted and I mentioned my Dear Future Self thesis, the book, the podcast. What was it that resonated with you about this idea, this thesis?
There's so much. So it's really easy for me to relate with younger women, and I have a lot to share with them through my journey. And I love being around younger women. I love their energy. I love being able to kind of connect and still have some wisdom and experience that helps them. But I rarely think about my future self. And I think in some ways, given our culture, you know, I've been afraid of her. I mean, she's going to be older. She's older. And I think in some ways we've become afraid of aging. So just the idea alone of embracing and welcoming her and talking to her now, it's like I almost want to start crying, and loving her from this space is something I literally have never done before. I just felt like, oh my God, like this older woman, I don't know what she's going to look like. I don't know if she's going to lose her mobility. Maybe she's going to be like the Energizer Bunny forever. But whoever she is, I can welcome her now instead of being afraid of her. That's powerful.
I mean, I have full, honestly, really, I have full body chills from this. So I have full body chills. I could feel how powerful and impactful it is for you to be literally meeting your future self based on some of the things that you've shared personally on social media that I've read. Obvious difficulties, obvious struggles and issues. Not that we don't all have them, of some sort or form, 100% resulting traumas of whatever we've experienced. But I love that you said, you know, again, I wrote it down, you know, if I think about it, I have been afraid of her. I have been afraid of her, but the energy right now is literally transmuting such that this is weird. I'm just going to say it like this is
right.
This is my life. Like I can feel her
soothing.
I can feel her coming down and being like, hello, and excited and loving and, you know, grateful to you in this very moment. And the moments that led up to this, when you were thinking about this, this is truly transformative. On the back of my book, I wrote, that what I say to myself is, dear future self, here's what I'm doing today so that you will be either more of something if I want that, or less of something if I want that, less afraid, for example, or even more enthusiastic. I absolutely love this. I cannot thank you enough for, first of all, saying yes to being a guest here, for showing up honestly, for showing up. You know, you said it doesn't feel vulnerable, but I would still say the word vulnerably, and for really speaking out. Just in the green room before we came on for a moment, we were talking about what it is that we say out loud, what it is that we share out loud, and what we choose not to for different kinds of reasons. But there's one thing that I have learned is the exact thing that you just said, that you relate to younger women. You know you have a lot to share. I call this sharing wisdom gleaned and gained. Yeah. We're going to have another conversation on another video stream that I offer called Sharing Women's Wisdom. And that's for another time.
Yes.
But I love this idea that your younger self has been very present here today already. I could feel her. And now your older self is very spiritually, but even more energetically present. So if you take a moment now, and by the way, we still have plenty of time. We're not, and I don't want you to feel rushed. What might you say to her in this moment at this time with these thoughts?
I hope I don't start crying, because I really have been thinking about this. Like, you've earned this. You deserve this. And when I say this, I mean life. You know, I mean the ability to enjoy and experience and know what it feels like to be okay. I've spent most of my life not okay. You know, can't believe I'm crying. I really never cry. I've spent most of my life not okay. And I think that the appearance I give, and I mean, I'm great. I'm really okay. I'm strong. I'm successful. You know, all of these things. I'm a doer. I'm a maker. I can make shit happen. Blah, blah, blah. But like the trauma that I experienced literally from the time I was in my mother's womb has always been inside of me. And it's what I share about in my healing, the need to heal the damage that has been done. So I really want my future self, starting today, you know, today's the future, to experience what it feels like to be okay. And to understand the power of that in terms of being in that present moment, and how that actually changes the world. Because my being okay is giving all of you permission to be okay. And we trauma bond all the time, and we share each other's miseries and problems, but how often do we actually share our joys and our successes and our gratitude and our like, yeah, I am here and I am loving it. You know, and she's going to be older and maybe less mobile and, you know, all those kinds of things. But I think her inner self, my inner self, is going to know that even if I'm not 100% healed, even if I'm still clenching my stomach, even if I'm not perfect, because I will never be perfect, that I am really okay. And every second of every day has to be spent in knowing that and in shining that to the rest of the world, wrinkles and all.
And to this I say, amen. So I have a lot to say, Eileen. You don't know me. And, you know, I know you did pay me the respect of listening to the podcast in advance. So, you know, a little bit of my style. I don't agree that she will never be perfect. And I want to do something. If you would be willing to play with me for a minute.
Okay.
Risk is no, you're no stranger to risk. And so something is coming up for me that I really would love to do, because we entered my territory, which is the territory of soul. And so what just happened for you when you said, I'm crying and I never cry, that was your soul showing herself. She is rising. And so I cry all the time, and anybody who listens to me on any podcast, whether I'm the host or the guest, knows that I do cry. And that many, many years ago, I identified that type of crying where she just came up is actually the soul showing herself in a healed and revealed way. And that what you have is a lot of masculine energy, Eileen. I'm like the queen of masculine energy, so I know what I'm talking about. And big time masculine energy. And that has served you. And we thank God for the masculine and all that grateful and all of that. And at this time in your life, with all the work that you've done, that you've committed to, you know, your personal growth, your personal commitment and all of that, the feminine energy is rising. So
I want to say one thing about that. And I think this is really important to anyone who's either listening or watching. We talk about the feminine, some of us, all the time. It has been so difficult for me to truly understand what feminine energy is, what she feels like, how she operates, how I feel her power inside of me. Because my masculine is highly developed, right?
Yeah.
And so I think talking about the feminine energy is one thing, but understanding that even though we talk about it, we actually may not know her, you know, and it takes time and it takes a devotion. I think an actual devotion to believing in the power of our feminine energy to actually allow her to surface and to have her take control. And I do think that's what's happening now. And it's a struggle. It's a big struggle for me.
So I'm looking away because I'm looking for my first book, which is called Your Job Is to Be.
Yeah.
And so when I say I understand for anybody who is following this conversation, I want to offer you a very simple test. The feminine is about feeling in very basics, easy simplicity. In the feminine, we feel, and in the masculine, we think and do. And that's not good or bad.
No, right.
That's not a good or bad either there or there or there or there. It's not about good or bad.
Right.
It's not a judging of that one or that one or that one or that one. But just to say, when you say we don't understand, first of all, I'm on the journey 20 plus years of this. I really know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It does take time. But as such, I've created very simple constructs through my coaching work, through my books and so on and so forth, that if we want to invoke the feminine, we give ourselves permission to feel. And that's what just happened. You shared in a very revealed way that you were feeling, you were experiencing this emotionality by just the thought of, you know, meeting your future self and loving on her and not being afraid of her. And especially in your case, because you have shared publicly, you have body dysmorphia, that what she might look like, you know, that would be an obvious thing. Whereas in our thesis where we are, we can feel what she feels like.
Yeah.
Then when you feel what she feels like, you're in love. You're in, you know, mama energy.
Yeah.
Sister energy. And that doesn't mean boy or girl. It just means in the feminine. And so we can use our breath and do this shifting in order to feel and experience what I call soul connection. So when you were in the masculine, as I know very well, then we intentionally separate, you know, we separate, we divorce from the feelings because we have to, you know, kind of get shit done. Just like you said, GSD, I call it get shit done and do things no matter what, right? We're in the struggle. We're in the linear. And I call it the engineering side. You know, there's a map for everything and a plan for everything and you engineer it. And then, you know, it either works or fails or whatever. But in the feminine, where the soul resides down deep, I call it down deep in the abdomen area, in the womb area. That's what I believe where the soul reside in what I call the place of deepest feeling. And this is for men and women.
Yep.
Then we can connect with her. And this conversation about connecting with your future self, she is being shown to me that she does look a little different, actually, I can tell you. She's extraordinarily gorgeous, and she may be a little fuller, but the fullness is from love.
Right.
You know, the fullness is from the fullness of, you know, a sense of selfness in the most loving, good, non-arrogant way.
So I was taught this a long time ago about feminine and masculine, and it sort of informs sort of like my whole spiritual practice. I was taught, you know, it starts with the masculine, that the masculine is at its most fulfilled in protection and service of the feminine. Now let's think about that. If the feminine is healthy and she desires healthy things. We're not calling them good or bad. The masculine is going to go out and get them. And the masculine is going to protect and serve the feminine. If the feminine is unhealthy or whatever, and, you know, which, I mean, believe me, we all, you know, the masculine is going to go get that stuff. The masculine is going to go find it, get it, bring it back to her. If the masculine is effed up and is not in protection and service of the feminine, but wants to control her or hurt her, the masculine is not going to serve. The masculine is going to stop her from getting what she desires. So my whole spiritual practice has been based around trying to understand developing a healthy feminine and a healthy masculine. My masculine is going to go out and get it. What does my feminine truly want, and what does she expect? And am I healed enough to allow her, or am I healed enough to just be in a place where I understand that what my feminine expects, she gets. And she can be very quiet about it. And she doesn't have to proclaim it all over social media. She can be very quiet and very powerful because her healthy masculine is just going to go get it.
So good. This is so good. So you're referring to the yin and the yang, right?
Exactly.
The yin and the yang, the black and the white, the up and the down, the polarity, the balance.
All of it.
You're bringing in balance. I want to make very, very clear to our listeners and to our viewers that you're not talking about man, woman, boy, girl.
No.
But especially not when it comes to relationships, because that masculine and feminine is both in the man and in the woman, or in women, whichever the way, whatever kind of relationship you have.
It's energy.
But all of what you just spoke out, is in you. So I want to, again, invite our viewers and our listeners to play this back and listen to what Eileen just said, and then activate yourself to be like, what's she talking about? And is this in me? Does this apply to me? Do I understand this? Can I feel this? And, you know, what is this? And I mean this. And also, like, I'm already on my second side of for notes, listening to you, myself, learning from you, myself. The masculine is in the protection and service of the feminine in me.
Yes.
So, dear friend Cornelia Stephanie, my friend, mentor, coach, also I've worked with her in beautiful synergy. She was one of the people who helped me really understand this for me about how my feminine has been coming up. And I call it soul.
Yes.
Yeah, I call it soul. And so we're just coming to the end of our time together, Eileen. I know it goes so quickly when you're in such juicy, delicious
conversation. I know, it's like just the beginning.
Exactly. And I want to just invite you to share any last words. Can people get in touch with you or follow you on social media if they want to track you?
Sure. I'm all over social media. You can message me. You can friend me. What I want to end with is kind of what happened with my original post is that, you know, we say this all the time, you know, many of us are in really deep struggle and we don't show it or you don't see it or, you know, the struggle is simultaneous with the success. It's not like you have a day off from struggle and you enjoy your success. You know, they're always simultaneous. And I deeply, deeply understand how to live that life, how one lives a life of both accomplishment and deep inner struggle. Period, end of story. So my future self is going to have far less struggle. That's the whole point of doing these things today. And your future self, also, you know, the struggles you're in today, I'm not going to say they ever go away. Sometimes they do. I can't speak for you, but it really is about understanding their coexistence, managing their coexistence, and loving yourself as powerfully and as deeply and as fiercely as you can through all of it.
Friends, I have nothing more to add except a reminder to listen actively here. Again, take a moment to play that back. Take a moment to imagine and understand that you could also be in a struggle and you could also be okay. You know, I mean, you don't even know me, but you said one of my, a seminal thesis for me, which is what I call the platform of okay, get okay with being okay, which is the exact paradigm of you can be in struggle and you can be in self-loving commitment to growth and evolution. On the platform of okay. This is ridiculous. I'm so delighted to know you. Thank you for coming here today. Yeah,
I'm going to connect with you. I'm going to check all your stuff out. There's a lot here.
Yes, there is so much. It's going to be so fun. We're going to schedule another conversation on my other video stream, which is about women sharing wisdom. I'm thinking that we'll come back and do a little bit more here as well as your future self, as you just said, who is going to have less struggle, shows herself to you.
Hopefully. And we're both in Flagstaff. Hello, Flagstaff. I know. It's crazy.
We're both here. Hashtag Flagstaff.
Absolutely.
All right, friend. Take good care. I'll see you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.